time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up this Friday, October 9th, Eastern Utah Community Credit Union is going to have their third annual Pumpkin Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. You have a chance to win a Nintendo Switch. You've got all kinds of fun and games that are going on, and plus all the proceeds go to a really, really good cause. We've got CEO of Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, Bruce Yost, in studio with us today. Bruce, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, sir, anytime. Now let's talk. You said this is the third year that you guys have done this.
Yeah, the third year. We debated back and forth whether to do it this year with everything going on, and we decided to move forward. It's an event outside, and we're excited to do it again, but basically, it started out a couple of years ago. We decided, hey, what's an event that we don't really have in Carbon County, Carbon and Emery County, that we can invite people to in the fall? And we thought this would be a good event to give kids an opportunity to come out and pick up a pumpkin and also contribute to a great charity.
So what it is that's where you've been today. You've been stacking pumpkins, you said, when you came in, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
So you've got a pumpkin patch that you've started over at Eastern Community Credit Union, right?
Exactly.
Yep. And so you're going to be able to go and pick out your pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
What are the prices on the pumpkins going to be?
The prices are, it's either one for $3 or two for $5. So it's a good deal. And again, all the proceeds go to the charity, which is the United Way Angel Tree.
And Eastern Utah Community Credit Union does a lot when it comes to that angel tree.
Yes, we've been involved for years and years and years, and we plan to continue to be involved. Fundraising, it's been a lot more difficult. We typically do bake sales and other things throughout the year as much. However, we have some money built up for it, but we kind of anticipate there being a greater need in the community with everything going on, with unemployment being a little bit higher than normal based on COVID-19.
So, based on COVID-19, things are going to be a little different this year, as with everything else, right?
Yeah, we're trying to really protect people, and so we're going to have, it's outside, which is great, and then we're just going to try to space people a little bit. We spread it out from noon to 6, and we did that so you can stop by any time, so we maybe won't have as large as crowds, as well as, again, we'll space out pretty well overall just to keep people safe.
And you said that there will be some carnival games this year, but a few, like, probably no face painting this year.
Yeah, probably no face painting. We probably won't bob for apples this year, a few of those things. But we will still have games and prizes, as well as, you know, what's great is we create the pumpkin patch, and there's a barn and a bunch of things there. And so not only that, you can sit down and get a picture with your child in the pumpkin patch, as well as we'll have our Eastern Utah Community Credit Union pig mascot. They'll be there to entertain the kids as well, and the kids seem to get a kick out of the mascot.
And once again, this is open to the entire community, right?
Yes.
Anybody can go to it.
Yep, everyone invited, member, non-member of the credit union, either way.
Okay, and let's talk about, you're going to give away a Nintendo Switch. How do they get entered for that?
So you buy a pumpkin, you get entered in. And so you buy 10 pumpkins, you get 10 tickets. And so that's, we'll just put them all in there, and after at 6 o'clock, after we have everyone, after we close the doors on it, we'll do a drawing, and someone will win the Nintendo Switch.
So however many pumpkins you buy, that's how many entries you're going to get.
Correct.
It's a pretty good deal, actually, if you think about it. You could, what do those things cost, about $300?
Yeah.
Buy 200 pumpkins.
That's true.
You're still making your money back.
And it goes to a good cause.
And it all goes to a good cause. Once again, that's the United Way Angel Tree of Eastern Utah. Okay, once again, it is October 9th. And it's going to be from noon until 6 p.m. That's this Friday at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Come on down, get your pumpkins, and just have some fun. People need an outing. It's time, you know, get out and have a good time. Once again, it's going to be outside. Everything's going to be spaced correctly and everything. Come on out and have a good time, right?
Yes, it'll be a great time. It's our way to get back to the community. You know, we haven't been able to do, we typically like to do four to five community events. We typically do our barbecue, that was something we felt like maybe not this year, as well as an Easter piggy hunt, our summer pool party. And so we're hoping we maybe get this event and maybe one more, depending on how comfortable the community is in having events.
All right. In speaking with Bruce Yost, the CEO of Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, it is the third annual Pumpkin Festival coming up this Friday, October 9th, from noon until 6 p.m. Bruce, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.